We've got lots of different things that are coming up, including the Community National Bank and Trust carriage rides that are this Thursday, first carriage ride of the season.
Yeah.
Starting at 5 o'clock and running to 8 o'clock in 20-minute increments. Each carriage holds about 10 people, so we'll have those carriage rides on December 4th, 11th, and 18th. Only three this year, how the calendar fell. So if you're interested in reserving a space for a carriage ride, you need to go to EmporiaMainStreet.com. We'll have those times listed with specific time slots that are ticketed. Purchase your tickets and then show up probably about 10 minutes before your ride time, and the folks at Community National Bank and Trust will be in our incubator space, so they'll have some specialty things going on. But one of the ways that you can experience downtown Emporia and the lights and the different businesses, and we encourage you to participate in that family tradition. A few other things that are coming up quickly, Soldier Care Package Drive, that drive will end on December 13th. We have lots of items coming in. We've had a few people drop off checks, which we really appreciate for all of the shipping needs that are part of that Soldier Care Package Drive. If you are interested in the types of items that these soldiers need, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we have the Soldier Care Package Drive link that details some of those different things. We've had a lot of addresses drop by for people that are deployed. So the more items we have and the better our ability to ship, the more items that we can send off from home to those local folks that are deployed overseas. We have a few other things that are coming up here relatively quickly. The Moonlight Madness late night shopping event is on December 18th. We have a Holiday Magic in Emporia page on our website, so those different members and other organizations that have sent things over, we'll have that website up at EmporiaMainStreet.com that you can click and look at all those different items that are coming up. And then today we will launch our Main Street Mystery Boxes. So we had some 3D printed boxes in our fabrication lab that are going to start being hidden throughout the community. And we'll give you hints where those are at, and if you find one of those, you'll find some Emporia Main Street gift certificates that you can spend at all of our different local businesses. A few other quick notes. Congratulations to all of our Start Your Own Business class graduates. We had 14 of those, and thank you to everybody that helped participate in that particular class. Greg Yachts, congratulations on being the first recipient of an Excel grant through the fabrication lab, and we're looking forward to his tech-based business taking off. The incubator space, we're still receiving applications, and we'll take those through the end of December. So if you're interested in being the next incubated business in the incubator space at Emporia Main Street, make sure you go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and sign up for that.
And you have done a lot of good incubator work. You know, Crocs Gallery and Gifts, a very nice business. And, of course, Imaginarium, now with a new location at 707 Commercial. So it's like magic, that incubator space. Poof, look at that.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So as Casey mentioned, applications still going on for that. And, you know, Emporia Main Street gift certificates, what a great gift idea, right, Casey?
It's the gift of shopping local. They're always the right size, and they're always what you want. So make sure you go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to check those out or stop in the office. And they make great teacher gifts. We always remind parents, get those in before your kids take finals. After the test, the bribes don't work. But beforehand, maybe.
Every little bit helps.
Especially with some grades that you might see.
That's exactly right. At carriages, what, up to 10 people, did you say, per carriage?
Up to 10 people per carriage.
Okay.
So it's a great
Is that a bigger carriage than in the past? Have the
it's
carriages
a different
grown?
Carriage. Yeah, Frank Berkdahl out of Linden always switches up the carriages, and so this year he's got a different carriage, but up to 10 can ride.
Nice. All right, and those start, what, tomorrow night then?
Tomorrow night.
All right.
5 to 8. Stop into Main Street, and you can see the horses.
Casey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director of Emporia Main Street. Plenty going on there, and I was going to say my wife will be down there here the next couple of days. She always makes a monetary donation for that soldier care package because they need need to take care of that postage, which is not cheap. And it looks like the donations are going well, as is the norm for their holiday soldier care package. They do a great job with that. Think of our soldiers. And speaking of the military, don't forget next weekend we're going to be having a big ceremony out at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery, the Wreaths Across America. Yeah. Wow. It's going to be a big one, folks. So be listening for more details coming soon on that event, as far as especially parking, how that's all going to work, because it will be a big event.
Yeah.
Coming up a week from Saturday.
Can't wait. We're going to have organizers on with us next week to give us some of those last-minute details. And we encourage you to attend and to just take in just how impactful this wreath-laying ceremony is going to be a week from Saturday.
Yeah, and they did hit the quota.
They got it.
Man, no doubt
about
it.
Yes, they did.
How great is that? And plus, they've got, 900 wreaths start for next year.
Plus, they've probably got more than that now.
It could be. It could be. So, 2,333? That was the number, I believe, wasn't it, for
that
this year?
That was it. And then I think they went 930 or something like that above that here. So, all of that money will be focused on next year. But, boy, you're looking at, 35 to 40% of next year's wreaths already spoken for before we actually have this year's ceremony. Such a great job being done.
That is really, really good. You know, with the colder weather and we do have some frigidness coming up, especially tonight down to 13.
Right.
If you got neighbors that may be elderly, living alone, it's always good to check on those folks. You know, if they live in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We had just an unfortunate incident. I checked on a neighbor here. They had relatives from out of town, and they couldn't get a hold of her. And I noticed in walking the dog, I hadn't seen a lot of activity out at my neighbor's residence, and went over and couldn't raise anybody. And it looked like nobody had been coming out for quite some time. So ended up getting a hold of the relatives, who called local law enforcement for a wellness check. And unfortunately, you know, our neighbor was found deceased.
It's
a good idea to... I feel terrible about that. So if you've got neighbors, make sure you check on them and make sure they're doing okay. If you notice anything, make sure you call and can get some help and check on them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Ron, that hits home really close to home, because that's how we found Dad day after Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Was because we couldn't raise him on Christmas Eve, couldn't get him Christmas Day, and then we had to do the exact same process. So. I would second that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, just to make sure you check on your neighbors, the neighborly thing to do. So, all right, into a Wednesday morning. It is 29 degrees, wind chill at 24 out there this morning. KVOE Live and local.
I have an interesting question for you. What if you believed everything that you thought? On average, we humans have about 6,000.